圣名正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I sermonize.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续从天上来的声音。
We continue on the topic of voices from heaven.
今天早上我们是进入到第二个声音。
And this morning we'll enter into the second voice.
昨天第一个声音是什么？还记得吗
？Do you still remember the first voice that we talked about?
那个内容，那个重点是什么呢
？What was the main theme and topic last night?
主说要将以后真教会要发生的事要告诉我们。
That the Lord said the Lord will show us the things which must take place after this.
你有听进去吗
？In the true church,
你有把教会放在心里吗
？Do you put church in your heart?
那不然，耶稣告诉我们将来教会的事，告诉我们做什么呢
？And why would Jesus tell us about the church?
我们只关心自己的事
we only care about our
只不断地要求神要祝福我们 要保护我们要给这个给那个
we only keep requesting of God and demanding of God to give us this and give us that
我们有没有去关心神的事 神的家 神的工作呢
do we show enough concern for the matters of the church for the work of God
这是第一个声音所带出来的重要信息
that's the first central message of the first voice
今天进入到第二次的声音
we enter into the second voice tonight
从天上有声音说气雷所说的，你要封上，不可以写出来。
There's a voice from heaven that says, "Seal up the things which the seven thunders utter."
简单说，这个信息就是气雷所发的声音。
In simple terms, this is the voice of the seven thunders.
那到底气雷？这里呢，我们来看这个启示录十章。
Return to Revelation chapter 10.
请看启示录十章第四节。
Revelation chapter 10, verse 4.
来，一、二、三。气雷发声之后，我正要写出来，就听见从天上有声音说：“气雷所说的，你要封上，不可写出来。”这就是启示录中的第二次从天上来的声音。
This is the second voice from heaven that's recorded in Revelation.
那当在第二节，这个约翰听到气雷在说话，气雷在发声。
And in verse 2, we can see John heard these voices of the thunders.
如果你看第三节，还有一个好像狮子吼叫的声音，有两种声音。
There's still another type of voice, the voice and the roaring of the lion.
看到吗？三节。
In verse 3.
第一种声音叫做好像狮子吼叫的声音。
Verse 3 goes with a loud voice as when a lion roars.
吼叫完了，就听到另外一个声音，气雷发的声音。
The lion's roar, and he heard the seven thunders.
两种声音都很可怕。
These two voices are very fearsome.
狮子在吼叫，难道不可怕吗
？Isn't the roar of the lion fearful?
气雷在打雷，难道不可怕吗
？Isn't the seven thunders striking the thunders? Wouldn't it be scary?
那从这一节呢，我们发现到有两个问题需要解释。需要回答。
From this verse alone, we have two questions to answer.
第一个需要回答的是气雷到底是什么
？Firstly, what are these seven thunders?
这不单要回答，也要解释。
Not only to answer, but also explain.
第二个问题。
Secondly,
为什么气雷所说的要封上，不可以写出来呢
？Why is it that the voices of these seven thunders have to be sealed?
神的话不是要让我们明白吗
？Shouldn't the voices of God be understood by us?
神的话不是一直要我们去传扬，去对信徒做出警告，对外邦人做出提醒吗
？Shouldn't the words of God be preached and be warned upon all people？
但为什么不要写出来呢
？Why is it told here that we do not write them？
原因是什么
？Why is the reason？
这些都是要去回答，也需要去解释。
These are some questions that we must answer and elaborate.
所以今天气雷发的声音，传道要回答这两个问题，要解释这两个问题。
Today the voices of the seven thunders, I would come and explain and elaborate.
第一个问题。
First question.
气雷到底是什么
？What are the seven thunders？
我们从圣经的答案就知道，气雷是神所发的声音。
From the answers from the Bible, we can see that the seven thunders are the voices from God.
我们的回答一定是根据圣经，有圣经根据的。
The answers that we give are definitely biblical.
不是像自己想的、自己研究出来、自己解释自己的感觉。
It is not by our own imagination or our research.
那种你解释后讲的头头是道，都不是圣经的答案。
And people
都是你自己研究出来。或者自己想出来的。
Who proclaim a lot of theories based on their own study, it is only by their own.
我再重复，气雷就是神的声音，神发出的声音。
Let me repeat, the seven thunders are the voices from God.
不是我们现在听到的那种下雨打雷那种哦。
These are not the sound of the thunders that we hear during the storms.
如果是，那也是神借着这些雷声来警告我们，让我们起了敬畏神的心。
Even if it were likened to the thunders and lightning, it is only to warn us and give us a heart of godly fear.
答案是在耶伯记三十七章。
The answer is in Job chapter 37.
我们先看耶伯记三十七章。
Return to Job chapter 37.
先看。
We first turn to
Job. 就说还有了。
There's also others to look at.
耶伯记三十七章。
Job chapter 37.
我们读二节到五节。
We read verse 2 to verse 5.
一二三，听啊，神轰轰的声音，是他口中所发的响声。他发响声，震遍天下，发电光闪到地极。随后人听见有雷声轰轰，大发威严，雷电接连不断，神发出奇妙的雷声，他行大事，我们不能测透。请注意这里说，这里二节三节四节到五节都一致，强调这个神的声音就是雷声。
Verses 2 to 5 keep stressing to us that this voice of God is the voice of thunder.
有一些翻译直接把这二三四五全部翻译成雷的声音。
Some translation explains from verse 2 to verse 5 using the word thunder of God.
那第二节已经直接说神轰轰的声音，神在发声音，神在说话。
Verse 2, the rumbling that comes from God's mouth, the voice of God.
我们再看36章的32跟33节。
We also refer to chapter 36, verse 32 to 33.
1, 他以电光遮手，命闪电集中地人。所发的雷声显明他的作为，又向深处指明要起风暴。这里说的自然界的声音，自然界的现象，都是神在发出他的命令，发出他的威严。
This depicts to us also the sounds and voices of Mother Nature is also the majesty of God.
无论是狂风，
be it the storm,
还是大浪，
or the tempest,
还是闪电，
or the lightning,
还是打雷，
or thunders,
这些都是自然界的现象。
All these are signs of Mother Nature.
但自然界的背后是神在掌控的。
But behind all of this natural phenomenon, it is controlled by God.
所以神发出这种自然界的现象，有它的特殊意义。在其中。
For all this, all these signs of Mother Nature are also, it also cover has the meaning of God.
所以三十二节就说他用电光遮手啊，命闪电击中地人啊，看到吗
？33, his thunder declares it, and the cattle also about the rising storm.
所发的雷声是神的作为来的呀。
The thunder of God is also the work of God.
又向牲畜指明要起暴风了，狂风暴雨要来了。那个牲畜、那些动物、那些蚂蚁。那些昆虫都是预先知道的。
The cattle also, including all animals, and they will all come to know first.
暴风雨要来，灾难要来，那些鱼会突然间很不规矩的浮上来，很多蚂蚁会搬家，很多自然界的现象觉得怪怪的，怎么会这样？
And you can see
因为灾难要来的。
All of these signs in Mother Nature that even the ants will start migrating, and because they are already instinctively know.
我们说这个是自然界的东西啊。
We call this Mother Nature.
但是是神向牲畜指明，先告诉这些牲畜、这些动物，我的怒气要来了，我的作为要来了，我的威严要来了。
But here,
叫他们赶快躲避。
God has prior given a prior warning to the cattle, to the animals that a great storm is coming and they ought to migrate.
那我们现在知道了，从耶伯记来知道这些雷声原来就是神所发出的声音
From the book of Job, we can find out that these are the thunders which are the voice of God.
而且是很威严、很愤怒的声音来的。
Which is full of majesty and anger.
我们怎么知道这些都是愤怒的声音
？How do we know it is full of anger?
雷声打的时候，难道是有丝丝文文的吗？
Yes.
难道是温温柔柔的吗
？Is the sound of thunder a gentle sound?
你有看过打雷很温柔的吗？你听过这种温柔的声音吗
？Have you heard a gentle thunder?
不是人在发怒，是神在发怒了。
This is not the anger of man. This is the wrath of God.
好，那诗篇二十九篇就更彻底的解明。神愤怒的声音。
Psalm 29 also elaborates further in detail the anger of God.
因为里面有七种的雷声。
Because there are seven thunders.
有七种神的威严，神的目的。
There are seven majesty and also the purpose of God.
我们看诗篇的二十九篇。
We look at Psalm 29.
我们读三节到九节。
We read verse 3 to verse 9.
这就是泣雷所发的声音，它泣次雷声。
These are the voices of seven thunders.
来，我们一起读一。
We read together.
三，耶和华的声音发在水上，荣耀的神打雷。耶和华打雷在大水之上，我们一节一节来解释。这里说神的声音发在水上是什么意思呢？
It says the voice of the Lord is over the waters. What does it mean?
接下去说是神在打雷在大水之上呀。
And it also goes on to say that the thunder of God has been thundered upon the waters.
原来这第一个打雷的声音是神的声音发在全球地球上。
This is the first voice of God that has been thundered upon all the earth.
打雷在大水之上，就是打雷在地球，打雷在我们人住的这个地球上。
That the God of glory thunders over many waters, over the earth on which we dwell.
因为地球就是被重水所包围的。
Because the earth is covered by many waters.
你看创世纪第一章第二节，整个地球都是烟面黑暗，被水遮盖的。
When you look at Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, the whole earth was full of void and covered by water.
直到神在重新建立创造这个亚当世界的时候，才生出一点点的陆地来。
It was only when God recreated the world with Adam and Eve, only then a bit of land started to surface.
现在我们已经知道了，科学已经让我们知道，陆地只有三分之一，所有三分之二都是水。
And also, as science has told us, that our land only is only one third of the whole earth.
神打雷在大水之上是指哪里？很清楚，就是打雷在这个地球上。
Therefore, the thunder of God has been thundered over all many waters. It refers to the earth.
因为神的声音如打雷，正在严厉的对世人发出警告，对地球上的所有生物发出警告。
The voice of the Lord is likened to thunder, giving a very stern warning to all creation.
刚才我们解释了，约伯就是狂风、大浪、闪电、暴雨、打雷，全部是神的作为。
As we explained just now, that in Job, all this voice of God is also the work of God, are the thunders, the tempests.
这几个自然界现象都是很可怕的，都是毁灭性的，是人很多人会死掉的。包括动物也会死掉的。
Thunders and lightning, storms and tempests are also very dangerous and very fearsome natural phenomenon that is fatal.
所以从第三节我们知道，这些狂风、闪电、打雷都代表神发出他正严厉的声音，愤怒的声音。
Verse 3, we can see that the voice of this thunder is also the very stern warning from God.
这令人害怕，听了都害怕。
This is indeed something fearful. Everyone is scared.
但我们爱神的人，遵行神旨意的人，我们就不需要害怕。
But we who love the God and we who love God and keep the word of God, we do not fear.
因为神不是在向那些敬畏的人在发怒，不是。
Because God does not show his anger upon those who fear him.
像你们说传道一直在骂人这些道理，神不是在骂那些爱主的人，那些圣洁的人。
Just as you call me as a scolding you, berating you, it is I'm not berating those who fear God.
你听到道理在骂你，那就是因为你有问题了。你觉得道理一直在责备你，这道理是责备那些有问题的人。
When you find that a sermon is pricking your conscience or is hurting you, it's because you have a problem and you feel the sermon is hurting you.
你没有问题，你觉得没有啊，没有这个道理就没有在责备你咯。
If you have no problems, then this sermon does not hurt you.
你就只能做啊，听到来警醒，哎呦，我不可以这样做。
And you hear,
这是得罪神的，你最多是警醒自己，安慰自己，还好我没有这样做。
The sermon as a rebuke to you, and you ought to examine yourself, and you realize that you have to start changing.
如果你是骄傲的
，if you are someone proud,
你的嘴巴是毁谤的
，your mouth is full of slander.
这些道理讲出来的时候，你要自己小心哦。那也许就真的是在讲你哦。
When the sermons come forth, it might very well be talking about you.
那神打雷在大水之上还有一个意思。
There's also another meaning that the thunder of God is over many waters.
就是我们读起书的。就看到神将最后愤怒的气碗灾，愤怒的灾难降在这个地球上，大水之上。
That's when you see the book of Revelation. These seven bowls of plagues and disasters will be upon these many waters.
那个就是毁灭性的世界末日。
And those are destructive, and also the end of the world.
所以第三节已经预言神打雷在大水之上。是有预言毁灭性的这个末日的毁灭，末日的审判。
Verse 3, where the God of thunder, where the God of glory thunders over many waters, it is also prophecy.
这是第一个雷声。
This is the first voice of thunder.
第二个雷声。
The second voice of thunder.
第四节。
Verse 4.
耶和华的声音大有能力，耶和华的声音满有威严。
The voice of the Lord is powerful and full of majesty.
这里说神说话大有能力，因为他命立就立，命有就有。
God's voice is powerful because he calls, he calls a not into existence.
他说要有光就有光。
He says let there be light, there was light.
所以你在看神创造这个天地的时候呢，创造亚当世界的时候呢，他是用话来创造的，他讲要什么就有什么。他想说，他说什么就是什么。
When God created the heavens and the earth, also recreating the world of Adam, he just created with His words.
这个就是他的权柄啊。
This is His sovereign power.
他的这个就是他的声音，大有能力，大有权柄呀。
That's how powerful His voice is.
但也带着审判的能力、权柄在里面呀。
It's also with authority to judge.
所以神讲的话可以使恶人，神讲一句话可以使恶人。马上死亡，甚至进入地狱里面去。
The voice of God just by one word can destroy a man and also send him to Hades.
神讲一句话，也可以使罪人不至灭亡，反得永生。
But also by His word, He can also save a man and also give him eternal life.
所以神讲的话，一句话也可以使风浪平静。耶稣说：“做了吧，进了吧。”风浪就大大平静。
By one word from Jesus, the tempest and the storm calm down.
这些都是神的话，大有能力，大有蛮有威严。
The voice of the Lord is full of power and majesty.
你信不信呢？
Do you believe this?
我看很多人不信。
I think many people don't.
那些外教会的牧师、神学家都不信。
Many,
神的话大有能力，大有威严。
Many pastors from other churches and also the theologians.
我不是乱讲他们的。
I'm not criticizing.
我是有根有据的。
I have evidence.
你知道为什么他们不相信啊？不接受洗脚礼吗？其中一个原因。
Why do you think that they don't believe feet washing?
第一个原因就乱乱说这个是风俗，其实那个不是风俗，因为没有这样的风俗，没有老师，没有主人替仆人洗脚的，从来没有这种风俗。他们乱讲这个是风俗。
One of the reasons that they give is because they call this the Jewish custom. It is a tradition.
你问那些牧师、神学家，圣经也好，古代的那些社会也好，请问有老板替工人洗脚的吗？有主人替仆人洗脚的吗？你问他们呢、啊？你看他怎么回答你啊
？Back to them, to the theological scholars or the pastors, is there any master who would bow down and wash the feet of the servants?
这些回答都是糊弄那些不懂的人了、啊，随便糊弄他们。哎，这个是风俗，但是没有这种风俗呀。
The reason that they give, calling this only a Jewish custom, is only to fool other people.
第二个不接受洗脚礼的。的原因第二个
The second reason why they reject feet washing
就是我现在要讲的
is what I'm going to say
他们不信神的话大有能力耶稣的话大有权柄他们不信
They don't believe that the voice or the word of Jesus is full of power
因为他们说如果这个洗脚礼这么重要那么应该神要讲几次主耶稣要讲几次圣经最少要记录两次三次四次以上
They claimed that
这个才证明这个很重要。
Should the feet washing sacrament be so important that it should have been recorded in the Bible several times, not just once?
那他就问回我，那你看只记录一次啊，约翰福音十三章唯一的一次，可见的是不重要的喽。And、如果重要一定会记录几次啊，会讲几次呀。
He posed back a question to me, it's only recorded in John chapter 13 once, and it shows that it is not that important.
那这样的意思是什么，知道吗
？What does that go to mean?
耶稣，你只是讲要洗脚，你讲一次。我不救你啊
Jesus,
我不管你啊因为你只讲一次啊
only told us once to wash our feet as a sacrament then we don't have to be bothered
你多讲几次吧你多讲几次我就信你了你讲一次我是不信的哦我是不理你的哦
Jesus had to say a few times only then I will care
这种心态已经说明你不信神话语的权柄你已经不信他
this kind of mentality shows us that they don't believe in
你轻视神对你所讲的虽然只有一次你轻视他
they despise the word of God because it's spoken once
一个最明显的例子
another clear example
圣经说神创造第一天说要有光
God said when he created the world let there be light
神说要有光
And God said that there needs to be light
可是光没有出来
But there was no light
光认为你只讲一次
And the light would probably think that you are only calling me once
我不觉得很重要啊我不觉得里面有权柄有位我不觉得
You only said it once so it is not important
好那神只好说我再说要有光
Then God had to say the second time Let me repeat Let there be light And light doesn't come out
神就生气了
God becomes angry
我说要有光我命令你出来
Let there be light I command you
然后那个光、哦、才 慢吞吞的 boing, 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 噔光才跑出来
Only then this light comes up bouncing slowly
你说这个还是神吗、啊
Do you still call this God?
他讲的话有权柄有能力吗？
Is there power and authority in His
word? 没有权柄，没有能力了。
There's no power, there's no majesty.
因为他讲没有人理他，光也不理他的了。
Because he said it once, nobody cares.
外教会的解释就变成这样了。
That's the explanation from other churches.
主耶稣讲话没有权柄，没有，你要讲几次？没有讲几次我都不信的。
The word of Jesus is without authority, and he must repeat a few times.
他不是好像神说要有光，光不出来一样一样的原因吗？
As if you were telling me that God must say, "Let there be light," a few times.
我们已经在羞辱神了，还以为自己的解释很正确，
only,
以为自己的解释很道地，很符合圣经。
We are slandering God and putting God to shame as though it was biblical.
已经在不相信圣经，不相信主耶稣讲的话了，已经在藐视他了。
Not realizing that we actually do not have faith and belief in the words of God.
神在打雷呀，第四节说。
Verse 4 tells us the voice of thunder.
他这个声音是大有能力的呀。
The voice of God thunders. It is full of power.
他的声音是满有威严的，讲一次就够了。
His voice is full of majesty. Only once needs to be spoken.
我们做父亲的也是这样。
We as fathers also.
特别我们做传道，很多常常都不在家。
As the preachers are often not at home.
妈妈呢，传道娘呢，还要帮忙照顾孩子、教育孩子、管教孩子。
The preachers' wives have to be the mother to who educate the children.
我最喜常常听到最熟悉的声音就是。You nothing 啊 ，I beat you 啊，你不要坏蛋啊，我打你啊，没有人理他的了。
Well, I often hear the mothers shouting out, "You're naughty, I will beat you up," but nobody cares about the mother.
你爸爸回来，我就叫你爸，告诉你的爸爸。
The mother will say, "When the father comes back, I will tell him."
爸爸回来了。
When the father comes back,
还没有出声，然后脸臭臭，脸没有笑容。
The father does not even say a word, but his face is bitter.
两个孩子都乖乖进房间了。
But the two children will immediately obediently go back to the room.
如果讲了一句话。
If the father says a word,
大家不敢出声。
And the children will not dare to speak.
这个是什么？
Will not dare to speak.
这就是威严。
That is majesty.
不用讲太多，讲一句就够。甚至没有讲话也，他们就开始怕。
And it is needless to even say a word. The children will be fearful.
我们家庭的现象都会看到这种情形了，威严。
We can even see this kind of sense of majesty at home.
难道神的威严不是比我们千百倍吗？
Isn't the majesty of God much greater than ours?
他已经说话了，他已经命令，他已经吩咐了。
The word of God,
讲一次而已，你不甩他吗？
The word of God had already been spoken. Would you not care?
所以我们说啊，今天啊，我们说信耶稣，我们原来是不信他的话的。
Therefore,
至少他要讲几次才信的。
Today we claim that we believe in Jesus, but we actually don't believe in His words.
我们信主哦，信神，不怕主，不怕神的。
We claim that we believe in the Lord, but we do not fear Him.
好，那第三个雷声。
The third voice of thunder.
第五节。
Verse 5.
耶和华的声音。震破香柏树，耶和华震碎黎巴嫩的香柏树。
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars, and yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon.
这你看出什么道理吗？
What do you see here?
原来香柏树被称为是世上最坚硬、最强的树木。
The cedars is known as one of the strongest wood on earth.
它被称为树中王，树中的王。
Even been called the king of trees.
结果这个黎巴嫩的树木被神的雷电击碎了，击倒了。
Even the cedars of Lebanon had been splintered, broken apart by the thunder of God.
而且最强硬的、最坚强的树王，他的心啊，树心也被震破，树皮也被剥去了。
The strongest or the king of all trees had been broken from his own stem.
这些经过几百年、千年的这些香柏树，经历了多少风雨啊的吹打，他们还是。稳稳地站在那边。站立在那边。
These great trees, which had lived for centuries, and they were still stand.
但是当神的雷声一发的时候，突然间倒下，马上倒下，很快就倒下。
But all it took was the thunder from God, a voice of God, that the whole tree would come crumbling down.
那什么教训呢？
What is the teaching?
当神审判的风吹起的时候，
When the wind of God's judgment blows,
那些世上最骄傲的人，自以为最坚强的人，自以为最聪明的人，自以为站立得稳的人，第一个先倒，第一个被神审判。
Those who are haughty and prideful of their own intellect and their wisdom, they will be the first to fall.
他们全部从君王到乞丐，再板夫小卒，全部都倒了。
They will utterly be wiped out from the kings to peasants.
这是启示录第六章看到的异象，全部都怕到要死。
The vision that we can see in Revelation chapter 6, all of them will be struck by fear.
这个就是第五节要表达出来的神的声音。
This is the voice of the Lord that is mentioned here in verse 5.
第四个雷声。
the fourth voice of thunder,
第六节
verse 6,
他也使之跳跃如牛犊，使利巴嫩和西连跳跃如野牛犊，这是什么声音呢？
What does it mean to make them also skip like a calf?
当神的第四种第四个雷声发起的时候，
When the fourth voice of thunder of God,
利巴嫩的山还有黑门山这两座以色列出名的山都在移动啊，好像野牛在跳啊，在跳啊，在跳，山都在跳动，在移动啊。
The thunder sounded, and even the mountains of Lebanon and Syrian moved like a calf.
哦，利巴嫩山高五六千尺，尺啊。
And the mountain of Lebanon is about 5,000 to 6,000 feet.
那黑门山，这个西连，这个西连跳跃如野，西连就是我们圣经出名的黑门山，也有六千尺高哦。
And even this Mount Sirion is also a very famous mountain at 6,000 feet high.
当神发怒打雷的时候，使迦南地都在震动，那些山啊，出名的山啊，高大的山啊，壮伟的山。都在跳动，好像野牛哦。
When the thunder of God's wrath has been sounded, even all these great majestic mountains are skipping like wild ox.
意思说都站立不住了。
It means they can't even stand firm.
那先知曾经看过这样的现象。
There was a prophet who saw this with his eyes.
神发怒的时候，真的叫人家害怕。
That when at the wrath of God, everyone is shocked with fear.
所以这里所描述的这几种雷声，都是神在发怒。雷声都是神在发怒。
These few verses describe to us the anger and wrath of God.
先知的经验所经历过的经验。
We look at the experience of this particular prophet.
请看耶利米书第四章。
We turn to Jeremiah chapter 4.
耶利米书第四章。
Jeremiah chapter 4.
23-24节。
Verse 23-24.
一二三，先知说：“我观看地，不料地是空虚混沌；我观看天，天也无光；我观看大山，不料尽都震动。”小山也都摇来摇去啊，无论是看地、看天、看山，全部都在震动啊。
He beheld the earth, he beheld the heavens, and the mountains all were trembling.
地都空虚混沌，没有形状了。
The earth was without form.
看天，天也无光了，星星、月亮、太阳都没有光了。
The heavens without light, the sun did not give light.
看大山，大山都在震动啊，都在移动了。
The mountains were trembling.
今天有谁有那个科学这么厉害，把整座大山一下子几秒钟移动呢？谁呀、啊、
？By what scientific and technology that we have that can tremble the mountains？
在神来看，他只要打雷，他只要发声，砰，就马上移动，马上。
And only by the thunder of God that the whole mountains would tremble。
这些都是说明啊，神愤怒的时候，实在叫人害怕，看天、看地、看山。全部都在害怕，但都在震动，都进入黑暗里面去。
The wrath of God would be able to shake and tremble the whole earth.
今天我们没有啊，还没有经历神的愤怒，所以不怕神，不怕耶稣啊。
Today, all of us have not experienced the wrath of God. We do not fear Jesus.
谈到讲到人，只是在讲比较严厉道理，就不高兴啊，就生气啊。
As soon as the preacher has a stern tone, then you get angry.
还没有真正发怒呢。
I have not even started being angry.
还没有真正在打雷呢。
The thunders have not come.
所以我们检讨一下呀。
But let's examine ourselves.
在神的面前，我们态度要极度谦卑啊！
Before God's presence, we have to be humble.
不是说我不喜欢听哦，我不喜欢这个人，我不喜欢那个人，不是这样的。
You do not keep saying that I do not like the sermon.
你不喜欢就可以了，你不喜欢就可以这样做那样做呀。
And so it's because of you don't like that you can do anything.
你不喜欢就不要来教会是吗？
Because you don't like, you don't come to church.
你不喜欢这个传道，把他毁谤啊，把他干掉他是吗？
You don't like this preacher, you want to slander him.
那不是像旧约的选民在杀先知吗？
Isn't it like the Old Testament where the Israelites killed the prophets?
我们拜神，我们来祷告，我们。来听道理是这样子吗？原来是这样子的呀。
You claim that you come to church to worship and you hear the word of God.
传道都还没有打雷了，还没有真正发怒。
I have not even started a sermon like a thunder.
只是讲严厉的道理。
I only have a stern tone.
严厉道理是需要的。
These stern sermons are important.
因为越来越不像话了。
Because you are becoming
教会越来越走偏了。
The church is becoming ridiculous.
魔鬼的工作在教会越来越多了。
The work of the devil in the church is more rampant.
还要温温和和吗？
Do I still have a gentle voice for you?
这样讲道也是要救你的灵魂。
I speak like this in order to save your soul.
这样讲道也是因为爱教会，要教会圣洁，让每一个信徒都圣洁。
I speak like this because I want every believer to be holy.
好，那再讲第五个雷声。
The fifth voice of thunder.
那我们回到这个诗篇的29篇。
We go back to Psalm chapter 29.
第五个雷声是什么？
What's the fifth thunder?
第七节
，verse seven，
耶和华的声音使火焰分叉。
The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire。
有吗？你的英文有分叉吗？
有，
有。好，感谢神。
Thank the Lord。
因为那天我在讲，所以他说没有哦。
Someone says the fire did not divide。
可能他用的不懂不同的版本哈。神的声音好像火，火焰，火喷出来。
The voice of God is like fire。
那就是很会烧人的。
It can burn。
可是为什么会分叉分成两条火线呢？为什么会这样
？Why did it divide？
这是很奇妙的。
This is very miraculous。
我简单讲了，因为时间不够了。
I will keep it short。
神讲道的时候，他的道，他的口出火，这是有圣经根据的。
The word of God has been spoken. It is like the fire coming out.
你看启示录那个末世的两位传道人讲道理的时候，口中出火。
In the book of Revelation, the two witnesses speak word of God and like fire coming out.
神的道理像火这样有两个原因。
There are two reasons why the word of God is like fire.
火在圣经是指神的审判，神要审判他，道理要审判他。
In the Bible, fire is symbolized as judgment.
第二个，火出来不是要审判他，是要洁净他，让他干净，让他圣洁。
Secondly, is also not to judge but to purify.
所以也是使约翰见证主耶稣来的，他要用圣灵与火给我们施洗。
John the Baptist
用圣灵跟火跟我们洗干净我们，用火洗。
John the Baptist testified about Jesus that he would be one who bring us the baptism.
因为我们里面太污秽了，太肮脏了。
Of spirit and also of fire, because we are filthy.
要用火来洁净啊，把那些细菌、那些病毒都烧死啊。
We need to be purified with fire.
啊，唯有火才能够处理这个事情。
Only fire can purify us.
但那个火不是要审判你哦，是要洁净你，要用火跟你洗，是洁净你。
In this case, this fire is not meant to judge you, but to purify you.
那这个就是两条火路了。
These are the two flames of fire.
当道理出来的时候
，When the word of God comes forth.
那些骄傲的
，The haughty.
那些不顺服真理的
，The disobedient to the word.
那些不承认自己的罪过、自己的亏欠的
，Those who do not confess their sins.
他不但只不接受，他还反感的来攻击。
Not only do they not accept it, also retaliate.
那么这个道理就在审判他。
Then this word judges them.
是审判他，不是洁净他。
This word judges them, not just cleanse them.
他的罪就被定下来。
His sin remains and is condemned.
那另一个路火的路线呢？
Another line of fire.
他的火一出去的时候，那个信徒他听了，他悔改，他觉得这个道理很好，他觉得他应该接受，应该谦卑的来认罪。
Comes upon the believers who humbly accept the word and also confess their sins.
主啊，求你洁净我。
Oh Lord, please cleanse me.
我不知道我的问题这么严重。
I do not know my problem is this bad.
我今天听了道理以后，我知道我自己亏欠神很深。
I hear the sermon today and I feel I'm so short.
我才知道我这么贪爱世界。
I realize how I greed for the world.
我才知道我这么骄傲。
How I'm so proud.
那我就悔改。
I want to repent.
那个道理呢，就洁净他，洗干净他，不是审判他。
This word of God cleanses him and not judges him.
这个就是为什么神的话声音一出，好像火的时候，它会分两条路线。
Which is why the voice of God divides the flames of fire into two.
这是神用心良苦哦。
This is the passion.
所以你不要一看到口中出火就是要审判你，不是。
And don't think that this fire is only meant to judge.
口中出火是要洁净你，让你圣洁，让你得救，让灵魂干净的。
Fire coming out of the God's mouth is also to cleanse you and purify your soul. However,
你不接受反抗的话。
If you resist and not accept this word,
这道理不是洁净了，直接审判。
No longer does this word cleanse you, it judges you.
耶稣讲很清楚了。
The words of Jesus have been clear.
信而受洗必然得救。
He who believes and is baptized will be saved.
不信的罪已经定了。
He who does not believe, his sin is condemned.
这句话就是说神的福音传发出去了。
And this goes to say the gospel has been given.
你信，你接受，必然得救啊，救你啊。
You believe and you accept, and surely it saves you.
不是审判你啊，救你。
It does not judge you. It saves you.
但是不信的、拒绝的，罪已经定了，那变成审判了。世界定你的罪，罪已经定了。
Those who refuse the gospel and refuse to believe, they will be condemned to death.
这个耶稣讲这句话，就是福音一出去，神的话一出去，它有两条线的。一就是救你，一就是审判。
Just as the words of Jesus have been spoken forth like two lines, one that judges and the other.
救你还是审判呢？就看你自己的心态接不接受，信不信哦。
Whether the word of God saves or judges you, it depends on whether you believe or not.
所以不要说神没有救你哦。
Don't say that Jesus, God did not save you.
是你自己不接受哟。
It is you who refuse to be saved.
好，我们继续看那第六个雷声。
We look at the sixth thunder.
第六个神第八节。
Verse 8.
耶和华的声音震动旷野，耶和华震动加底。 斯的旷野。
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness and the wilderness of Kadesh.
这是什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
这是第六个雷声。
That's the sixth thunder.
神愤怒的暴风，哈，的暴风，愤怒的风暴啊！从北面的利巴嫩一直夸夸到犹大南面的加底斯旷野。
God's storm of wrath had been blown from the north to the south to the wilderness of Kadesh.
那时候有许多从繁华闹市丰盛的利巴嫩逃往到无人的旷野，想要逃避神的愤怒。
And these dwellers in the prosperous Lebanon, they were fleeing to the wilderness in order to escape.
但是你往哪里逃呢？
However, where can you escape to?
从南到北，从热闹的城市到无人住的旷野，都有神愤怒的风暴啊。
From the south to the north, from the prosperous city to the wilderness, there is the wrath of God.
这个是第六个雷声，你逃不掉了，没有地方让你逃避的了。
This is the sixth thunder of God's voice.
我没有时间在讲，为什么要突然间要讲到加底斯的旷野。
I have no time to elaborate on the wilderness of Kadesh.
你自己去看看吧。
You research on yourself.
加底斯这里发生多少事情
？What happened at this place?
还记得吗
？Do you remember？
他们要从迦南啊，从埃及进入迦南的时候，在这里发生多少事情
？In their journey from Exodus from Egypt to
就是在这里派十二个探子回来，在这里哦，在这里啊，在那边啊闹的，在那边乱骂的，要打死摩西的，就在这里开始。
Before they entered the land of Canaan, it was at this wilderness of Kadesh where they were in a great dispute that almost killed Moses.
因为这个一闹啊，就多漂流在旷野三十八年。
And because of this conflict that they brought upon themselves, they had to travel in the wilderness.
前面两年是用来从埃及到迦南地，一年多两年就可以到了。那后来却多走了三十八年，加起来一共四十年。四十年是这样算的，知道吗
？Their journey was supposed to be only 2 to 3 years of traveling, but they had to travel another 38 years to amount to 40 years.
摩西击打磐石两次，导致他不能够进迦南，也是从这里开始的。
Moses also hit the rock twice, causing him not to be able to enter into Canaan.
摩西的姐姐米甸也是死在这里，葬在这里的。
Even the sister of Moses also was buried here in Kadesh.
不久后呢，亚伦也死了。
Later, Aaron also died.
这里发生太多太多。悲伤的事情。
Too many tragedies happened here.
而且呢，就在这里神讲了一句话。
It was also in this place where God uttered.
那是审判的话。
The words of judgment.
那叫做定罪的话。
The words of condemnation.
凡二十岁以上的，一个都不能进迦南，
Those,
一个都不能。
Not one.
除了迦勒跟耶稣亚，除了。
Not one above the age of 23 years old could be allowed into the land of Canaan.
二十岁以下的才得进去。
Above the age of 20, only those.
也是从这个地方判断的，
below,
定下来的。
Below the age of 20 are allowed.
你就想这个为什么突然间讲到加底斯这个矿
？Now you realize why it is mentioned here, the wilderness of
Kadesh. 原来加底斯这个意思呢是。流淌之子被神分开，流淌之子在这里漂流的神的子民被分开，分开来是进天迦南的还是不能进迦南的都分开。
The word Kadesh means sons of the wandering sons who have been divided.
那今天来讲，就是在这个加底斯这个旷野里面被分开，是山羊还是绵羊，是麦子还是稗子的分开。
In today's terms, it is also a place where we are able to separate and distinguish between the goats and the sheep, the tares and the wheat.
我们进入到第七个雷声。
We enter into the seventh voice of thunder.
第九节
，verse 9.
耶和华的声音惊动母鹿落胎，树木也脱落尽光。凡在他殿中的都称颂他的荣耀。这是第七个雷声。
This is the seventh thunder.
这个雷声惊动母鹿落胎，树木也脱落尽光，树木也在发抖，羚羊也在发抖。
The seventh thunder make the deer give birth and even stripped the forest bare.
为什么 要特别强调母鹿落胎呢
？What does this especially point out the deer giving birth?
因为母鹿它是善于跳动的，它就是一直在跳动的，它不怕震动的。
This female,
它也不容易落胎的。
Female deer would be very good at very nimble and fast.
但是这个时候就害怕到落胎了。
But even at this moment of fear,
本来跳动啊，这个震动都对它来讲。都是小事情啊 都是每天经历的，有什么好怕的呢？
Hopping,
这时候他都受不了，顶不顺了。
Hopping around the hills and also jumping in the forest is something that they do best, but at this moment of fear, they couldn't.
树木也因神的愤怒暴风而东倒西歪，好像在发抖了。
And even the forest had been stripped bare in great fear.
不单只人害怕，天地都害怕，动物界都在害怕。他要强调的是，天地、自然界、宇宙全部都害怕。
This
makes to us
the great fear that has struck not just the people, but also the animals and Mother Nature.
这种情况像主耶稣钉死十字架的时候。
And this is also akin to the moment where Jesus was crucified.
那时突然间天地都进入到黑暗里面去。
The moment Jesus was crucified, the whole earth
而且地也在震动。
Became dark and the
earth shook. 磐石也在崩裂。
And the rocks broke.
这种现象，这种异象是告诉我们什么？
And what does this all signs tell us?
连神的儿子耶稣基督都敢，神的儿子都敢杀啊！
How dare you?
太可怕了！
How fearful is it that man dares to kill the Son of God?
神的仆人也敢杀呀！
Even the servant of God,
不怕神啊，不怕神愤怒，不怕神审判的。今天的人都不怕的。
They do not fear God and they do not fear the judgment.
天地都在害怕，天地都进入到黑暗当中。
Heavens and earth are plunged into darkness in fear.
不敢看啊，不敢睹视这种十字架的情景。
They do not dare to look at the cross.
这些是耶稣死的时候的一种现象。
And that was a scenario that happened when Jesus died on the cross.
对，看到了吗？启示录说的气雷的声音。
And let's look at the seven thunders in the book of Revelation.
原来都是神发怒的声音。
All are but the voice of anger of God.
我花很多时间在解释这个声音。
I elaborated in great length.
现在用短短的时间来解释第二个问题。
Allow me to take a short time to explain the second answer question.
为什么雷所发出的声音，气雷发的声音不要写出来，不要，而且要封上。
Why is it explicitly mentioned that these seven voices be sealed and not to be written down？
这是在启示录十章的第四节。
In Revelation chapter 10, verse 4。
我们有五个解释。
There are five explanations。
你一定会问啊，神的话一定要人家明白嘛？
You surely will ask that the voice of God is meant to be understood.
为什么要封起来呢？
Why seal them up?
我先解释。
Let me explain first.
神要我们得救，我们要怎样做才能够得神喜悦，才能够进天国？这些已经清清楚楚。
God desires that.
没有隐藏，没有封密。
That all are saved and also to be saved, and everything has been well disclosed. Nothing is hidden.
没有奥秘。
There's no mystery in that part.
因为要怎样进天国的就是奥秘，但是这个奥秘被主耶稣解明了，在十字架的救赎已经解开了，再没有奥秘了。
The mystery about how to enter heaven had been opened by Jesus. There's no more mystery.
不单止我们得救的人明白，连那些外邦人，我们都要说明白给他们，他们也会明白。
Not only those
要怎样得救进天国
who are saved and redeemed by Jesus, they understand. But even the people who don't believe in Jesus, they also can understand.
这个要先搞清楚，神要我们明白的，那一定清清。楚楚不会封闭，不会盖起来，不会。
So、
因为神要我们明白的。
That things that God wants us to understand regarding the salvation plan has been well disclosed and well explained.
那这里讲的气雷所发的声音不要写出来，那是不关那进天国怎样进天国，怎样讨神喜悦，不是那种，不是那种话，
God,
不是那种声音。
The seven thunders that's mentioned here are not the words of salvation plan at which we do not have to understand.
我都说了，已经用很多时间解释。是神愤怒的声，气雷的声就是神愤怒的声。
I've already elaborated just now that all the seven thunders are the voices of the wrath of God.
这个前提搞清楚了，我现在解释，用五种原因来解释。
So we clarify this first, and we will explain with five reasons.
第一个解释
，First,
为什么不让我们知道
？Why is it sealed from our understanding?
有些事情神不让我们知道。
There are things that God does not want us to understand.
这是属神的权柄，属神的荣耀了。
This belongs to the majesty and the power.
这是神的权柄跟荣耀，我们不能够去侵占它的。你要让我知道啊！你一定要让我知道啊！这是神的权柄，你不能够越过的。
This is by the sovereignty of God and also His glory, and we ought not cross the line.
请看箴言书二十五章。
Return to Proverbs chapter 25.
箴言书二十五章。
Proverbs chapter 25.
我们读二节。
Verse 2.
二十五章二节。
25 verse 2.
一二三，将是隐秘，乃神的荣耀；将是查清，乃君王的荣耀。看到吗？ 这是神的荣耀，神的权柄，将事情隐秘，不让我们知道。
To conceal matter is the glory of God.
啊，你是谁哦
？Who are you？
我们根本没有资格，没有这种权柄来知道的。你也要知道，你不是比神一样吗？跟神一样的吗
？That you demand everything to be disclosed to you。
再看《生命记》二十九章。
Return to Deuteronomy chapter 29。
生命记二十九章。
Deuteronomy chapter 29。
二十九节。
Verse 29。
一二三。这书上所写律法的一切话，是叫你敬畏耶和华你神，可荣可畏之名。你若不谨守遵行，耶和华就必将其灾，就是自大自长的灾。是吗？生命记二十九章二十九节，我读到二十八章啊，对不起。生命记二十九章二十九节，来。
Okay, 29 verse 29。
啊，我刚才读到二十八章。
I read it wrongly.
一二三，隐秘的事是属耶和华我们神，唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行这律法上一切的话，看到吗？隐秘的事是属神的荣耀跟权柄，是属神，不是属你，不是属我的。
Secret things belong to the glory of God, but they don't belong to us.
但是明显的事，好像要怎样进天国，好像要怎样得神喜悦，好像要怎样才能够赦罪，成为神的儿女。这个明显的事，永远都使我们。都让我们知道
but the open things have been revealed to us openly regarding our salvation plan.
现在不是这样子吗？
Isn't it the case today?
好像天堂除了天使，天上还有没有其他的被造物？我们不知道。
We have no idea what is in heaven other than the angels. Are there other creation in heaven?
难道圣经不写真的天上就没有其他的被造之物吗？
Since the Bible has not written down, is there no other creation?
可能有很多啊，神不告诉我们啊。
Perhaps there are many other things.
不是可能啊，我从启示录看，应该是有一些生物在一些被造之物在里面。
From the book of Revelation, we can roughly understand that there are other created things.
可是神不让我们知道呀。
But God refuses to let us know.
那我就不知道喽。
It's okay.
好像在创世纪第一章第一节的原始世界，那个最初的第一个世界里面有什么，我们不知道呀。
Even in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, there are also these mysterious things. What are there?
神只告诉我们，他曾经创造第一个神在那边创造天地，然后那个天地有什么？不知道。
It is only all we know is that in the beginning God created heavens and earth. But what are there in the heavens and earth?
让我们知道的时候是第二节，地变成空虚。当时的那个第一个天地变成空虚混沌，烟面黑暗。我的天哪、啊，发生了该事哦！为什么第一个天地会变成烟面黑暗呢、啊？
Come verse 2. The earth became without void, became without form, and we had no idea what happened before that.
直到第神在创造亚当世界才知道第一天创造什么，第二天创造什么，第三天才清清楚楚。那就是神要我们知道的。
Only the time came for God to recreate the world with the Adam's world. Only then we understood.
因为前面那个原始世界跟被毁灭的那个原始世界。神不让我们知道，跟我们没有关系。
However, the original world that was destroyed by God in the previous verses have nothing to do with us.
我在解释为什么有些事情不让我们知道。
I'm trying to explain to you why are there things that are kept in secret.
因为这是属神的权柄，属神的荣耀。
Because these are the glory of God, the sovereignty of God.
还有主耶稣几时要来，几年几月几时，他不告诉我们。
And also regarding the date which Jesus will come again, God doesn't tell us.
他只告诉我们他快来，很快很快来。
God only tells us that He is coming soon.
他一直要我们警醒预备。
That we all ought to be vigilant in preparing.
这是神的荣耀跟权柄啊。
That is the glory of God.
是有人要知道呀。
But some people want to know.
一直去算啊，算耶稣几时来，一直包括我们教会的真耶稣教会的传道一直去算啊。
Some people
算耶稣几时来。
Even including one preacher from True Jesus Church, he was trying to calculate.
结果都成了笑话，人家在被人家讥笑。
It become a laughing stock.
你谦卑一点可以不可以
？Can't you be humble？
耶稣说连子都不知道，唯独父知道，但是你却要知道。
Jesus said that even the Son does not know, the Father knows。
那是出于神的权柄跟荣耀来的，你为什么要知道
？This is by the glory of God, by the power of God. Why would you want to know？
骄傲是吗
？Are you proud？
很厉害是吗
？You are so capable, aren't you？
结果成了假先知啊！所预言的不准，就圣经说就成了假先知，就是这样子的。
And he became the false prophet。
为什么要这样做呢
？Why do you do that？
这是第一个解释。
That's the first explanation.
第二个解释。
The second explanation.
为什么神气雷说的 不让我们知道，不让不写出来。
Why is that the seven thunders have been sealed and not written down?
第二个解释是因为这个时候呢，气雷说话的时候，气雷在愤怒的时候呢，
in the
已经到了最后最后的时间了。
The second explanation is because of the because this wrath of the seven thunders already comes to the final part.
这耶稣教会都已经救到一百多年了，已经过了一百多年了。
Our true church has already entered into the first century.
看启示录十章。
Return to Revelation chapter 10.
五到六节
verse 5 to 6.
为什么不写出来？
Why is it not written down?
因为现在已经到最后最后时段。
Because we are already entering into the final stage.
一二三，我所看见的那踏海踏地的天使，向天举起右手来，指着那创造天和天上之物，看到吗？创造天还有创造天上的东西啊。所以天上还有东西的，你知道吗？
There are other things in heaven created as well.
这是主耶稣讲的，创造天还有天上的东西。
Jesus said that God created heaven and the things in it.
什么东西？
What other things?
他不告诉我们。
Jesus did not say.
不告诉我们，我们就不知道。
If he does not say, we won't know.
你不要厉害说啊，我知道啊，天上还有什么还有？那你自己讲的。
Let's not try to act smart and we try to guess.
但是已经告诉我们，已经有其他的东西，不只是只有天使。
But it's foretold to us that there are other things in heaven, not just angels.
地，他又创造地和地。上的物，海和海中之间的物。
God also created the earth and the things in it, sea and the things in the sea.
活到永永远的启示说不再有时日了。
And he who lives forever and ever says that there will be no time.
原来这个时段哦，气雷发怒所讲的东西不让我们知道，因为已经到末日最后时段了。
Turns out why the seven thunders have been concealed and not to written not to be written down.
连这个天使，连主耶稣都向天启示说不再拖延，不再耽延。没有时日了，没有就是没有。
Already a final period of the end times, and that there will be no more delay.
你不要再来想啊，神啊怜悯我们啊，神啊可怜我们，哎，神啊他还没有信耶稣啊，神啊给他时间啊，神啊在忍耐他，没有，没有就是没有。
No longer was there any time of grace where one can repent or where one can be shown grace.
那在这个时候呢，在这段时候呢
，In this period,
如果你还没有进入到圣殿圣所里面去的弟兄姐妹
，If you have not entered into the holy of holies,
主耶稣。就会把你当成外邦人。
The Lord Jesus will take you as a Gentile.
主耶稣在里面跟我们讲话，跟在圣殿讲话的时候，他不跟你讲。
When the words of Jesus have been spoken,
他也不跟你讲。
It will only be spoken within the temple, but not outside.
他只跟在圣殿里面侍奉神的的选民讲。
Only spoken to those who serve the Lord in the church.
因为这时候讲的话，你也不信。
Because at this time, people do not believe the word of God.
讲了你也不会遵守。
And nor do they keep the word of God.
而且讲了你也不懂也不听。
Nor do they understand. Nor do they want to hear.
那主耶稣说，不用跟他们讲。
Then Jesus said, I won't even speak to them.
我今天这样解释有没有圣经根据？
Is it biblical the way I say this?
当然有了，所讲的都要有圣经根据。
Of course it is biblical.
这样听清楚吗？
Do you understand?
气雷讲话为什么不要写出来？
Why is it that the seven thunders have not been written down?
因为这是最后时段。
Because it's a final period.
最后时段，圣灵神只是跟有耳朵听的人讲，没有耳朵听的不跟他讲。
We only speak to those who have ears to listen.
我们看启示录十一章。
Return to Revelation chapter 11.
你看这个第二节。
Verse 2.
第一节说要起来量圣殿，有没有
？Verse 1 talks about a measuring rod.
要量什么呢
？Measuring what?
第一，神的殿。
The temple of God.
就是圣所。
That is the holy of holies.
第二，量一个香坛，就是祷告的坛。
The altar, the altar of prayer.
第三，要量殿中礼拜的那些弟兄姐妹。
And thirdly, to measure those who worship there.
注意第二节哦。
Take note of verse 2.
只是在殿外的，没有进入到教会里面的，在教会外面的。不要再量了，不用量了。
But leave out those who are in the court outside the temple.
为什么不用量
？Don't measure them.
因为这是给了外邦人。
Because it's given to the Gentiles.
神把你当外邦人的了。
God takes you as a Gentile.
你如果说你是神家里面的人
，If you are part of the house of God，
你这个时候为什么没有在教会里面
？At this moment, you should be inside the temple.
你跑去哪里呀
？Where did you go？
你一整天都在这个世界，在埃及，在所多玛。
You have been busy in the world of in this world of Sodom and Gomorrah.
教会灵恩会你也没有关心，教会什么圣会你也不参与。 与，教会守安息日敬拜神，你也不参加，你什么都不参加。
You don't pay attention.
你去哪里的了
？You don't give concern to the church for any spiritual convocation. Where have you been?
你整天说忙啊忙啊，忙什么都忙世界，忙是是忙世界，不是忙真教会，不是忙信仰，不是呀。
You keep saying that you are busy, but you are not busy with the matters of God, but with the world.
已经几十年这样的信仰。
And God says you have been doing this.
把它留下，不用量了。
For decades, you can be left out.
量都不用量了，不用了。
You will not be measured.
我不跟他讲话，我的道理不给他的。
I will not speak to him.
因为量的时候就看你合不合乎神的标准嘛。
When you have been measured with a measuring rod, it sees whether you meet.
那用什么来量呢
？You meet the requirement.
当然用真理来量，用神的话来量你就。飘不飘准
啊? With what are you measured against? You are measured against the truth.
那神说不用真理量你的时候，不用他的话来量你的时候，就说神不跟你讲话了，这个道理跟你没关系的啦。
When God says that you
量什么呢？不用量了啦。
You are not even being measured. You are left in the outer court. Then there's no the truth doesn't apply to you.
因为这个时候我一接下去就要圣殿被践踏42个月，要受大逼迫了。
Because this will be a period where the holy temple will be trampled upon for 42 months.
这个道理一直警告你，这个道理一直劝勉你，你听都没听，你还把它当作垃圾。这样丢在路边呢、啊，把它丢掉。
Prior to this, the word of the gospel had been warning you all this time, but you disposed it.
还讨厌这些讲道的人呢、啊。
And you also hate the speakers.
然后这样的情况还要跟你讲话吗？神还要跟你讲话？神讲的话还要让你知道吗？神说不用了，封起来。不用跟他讲。
Since you did that, would God still continue speaking with you? God said no, you will not be spoken to.
还有但以理书第九章。
And Daniel chapter 9 also says, verse 24,
那个七十个七的那个意象，七十个七。
The vision of the 70 weeks.
其中有一个神也交代封起来，意象封起来，不给他知道。
One of which also tells that the vision is sealed, no one should know.
这个就是跟启示录十章七雷讲的话，不要让他知道一样的意思是一样的。
It's the same meaning that is spoken here about the seven thunders which are concealed.
第三个解释。
The third explanation.
是补充第二个解释。
Is to fill up what is.
你如果看圣灵像七。教会讲话的时候
，When you see the Holy Spirit speaking to the seven churches，
开始前面三间呢，圣灵都向所有的弟兄姐妹讲话。
The Holy Spirit was speaking to all congregation in the first three churches。
无论你是得胜的，还是软弱的，还是失败的，
whether,
是不冷不热的。
Whether you're victorious or whether you're weak and you're lukewarm，
是真的信仰还是假的信仰
？Whether you have a true faith or a false faith，
圣灵都没有计较。大家都要听。
The Holy Spirit did not account for that.
反正我是向大家讲道，大家讲话，无论热心不热心，大家都要听。
And the Holy Spirit spoke to everybody.
你注意看，从第四间教会到第七间，最后四间。
If you take note at the latter four churches,
圣灵一样对教会讲话。
The Holy Spirit also spoke to the church.
可是我们发现到有不一样的地方。
We noticed something different.
这个时候，圣灵只对那些得胜的信徒讲话。
Here at this moment, the Holy Spirit only spoke to those who were victorious.
是怎么分的呢
？How do we differentiate that?
你自己祷告，再看那个七教会圣灵讲话。七教会前面三间怎样讲，后面三间怎样讲，你自己看。
You take note. You pray hard about it, and you start reading the book of Revelation.
我们看了几十遍的都没有看到这个问题，这样的分别啊。
We have been reading it so many times that we have never.Distinguished.
后来圣灵的感动才发现到，到最后圣灵只跟那些有耳朵的信徒听，没有耳朵的圣灵都不跟他讲话了。
It is only by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that you start realizing the latter churches have been spoken to only to those who are victorious. Just as a sermon in the true Jesus Church.
我们到底一讲下去的时候，好像现在有热心的、不热心的，有相信的、不相信的，有各种目的的都在教会里面。
The same sermon has been spoken to those who are fervent, who are not, and who have hidden agenda.
有敬畏神的跟不敬畏神的。
Those who fear God and those who do not.
有尊敬传道的跟恨讨厌传道都有。
Those who respect the preacher and those who hate the preacher.
好，道理讲出去了。
The same sermon has been spoken.
但是道理只是对那些愿意悔改的、愿意接受的、敬畏神的人讲。
But,
那些不听的、那些反抗的，圣灵根本没有跟他们讲话。
But the word of God only saves those who actually repent of their sins and the Holy Spirit does not.
所以你怎样听都听不到，听不到神在跟你讲，你听不到神在对你发怒，你听不到的。
There are some people.
你只是说啊，传道在发脾气啊，传道在骂人，你只是听到这样的，你没有听到，没有看到神在发怒了，你看不到的。
There are some people who don't get it because they all they see is that the preacher is angry and is shouting.
可是那些敬畏神的，他一听哦，神在发怒了。
But those who fear God, those who fear God will see that God is angry.
意思就是这样子啊。
And this is what it means.
所以到后来呢，圣灵讲话，我们的道理只给那些有耳朵要听的。
Therefore, in these times to come.The Holy Spirit will only speak to those who have ears to listen.
就根据启示录十一章这里说，把它留在外面，
Also, reference in Revelation chapter 11 that those are left in the outer court and not measured.
这是第三种解释.
This is a third explanation.
第四种解释.
The fourth explanation.
为什么契雷讲的话不要写出来?
Why is it the seven thunders have not been written down?
因为有很多事情啊, 有些事情说出来我们承担不了, 我们担当不了呀.
Because there are things which we cannot bear.
我们担当不了的时候, 又让我们知道哦, 那个后果是很惨的,
if these are things which we cannot bear and it is spoken to us and it will lead to bad consequences.
你担当不了啊,
because we cannot take it.
会让你很痛苦啊,
it will squash us, it will destroy us.
原来这句话耶稣曾经讲过,
that's also spoken by Jesus before.
他说我有很多事情要跟你们讲,
Jesus said that I have many things to tell you.
可是你们现在哦, 担当不起,
but you at the moment now you cannot take it.
你们现在这样的信仰, 这样的信心, 这样的表现,
at your level of faith,
怎么样担当得起, 担当不起啊?
At your current state of your faith, you cannot bear.
哎呀, 等圣灵来吧,
wait for the Holy Spirit.
圣灵改变你们, 帮助你们吧,
wait for the Holy Spirit to help and change you.
我们来看约翰福音书 16章,
return to Gospel, John chapter 16.
约翰福音书 16章,
John 16,
12节,
verse 12.
一二三, 我还有好些事, 要告诉你们,
I still have many things,
但你们现在担当不了, 看到吗?
You cannot bear.
耶稣其实还有很多话要跟门徒们讲的,
Jesus has many things to tell the disciples.
可是你们现在担当不了,
but you cannot bear them now.
你们这么信得这么软弱,
your faith is so weak,
心里又这么骄傲,
and you are full of pride.
这个时候还要争论谁要做大,
and you are disputing who to become the greater one.
不能够谦卑地做小的来做富士做仆人,
you can't take it to be a smaller one.
我讲的道理你们担当得起吗? 我的要求你们承受得起吗?
If I speak forth this word, would you be able to bear it?
承受不起,
you can't.
承受不起, 那不要讲了,
if you cannot bear it, I will not speak it.
等圣灵来再带领你们, 再指示你们,
wait for the Holy Spirit to come and direct you.
所以第四个解释,
therefore the fourth explanation,
为什么契雷讲的话不要写出来?
Why are the seven thunders not written down?
因为我们今天这样的信仰, 真教会这样的表现, 这么软弱, 这样的多问题, 我们担当不起,
because of the
神的愤怒, 我们担当不起,
low level of faith that we have and also the poor state of the true Jesus church, we cannot bear the wrath of God.
这样明白吗?
Do you understand?
我用这么多时不断地解释为什么不写出来?
I'm explaining to you why is it that it's not written down.
那第五个, 最后一个解释,
last reason,
其实契雷所说的就是神极度极度愤怒的话,
the seven thunders tell us the greatest wrath of God.
我们要知道这个时候说的话是很愤怒的话, 就够了,
all we need to know is that these are the words of great indignation,
因为这时候契雷讲的话, 不是拯救的话, 不是慈爱的话, 不是怜悯的话, 不是那些 祝福的话, 都不是, this 如果是就不吃气雷了,
voice of the seven thunders are no voices of love, compassion or forgiveness, nothing of the sort.
那为什么愤怒话不写出来呢?
Why is it a voice of anger? It's not written.
喂, 神愤怒的话难道还讲不够吗? 从创世纪到启示录, 神愤怒的审判, 愤怒的领导, 难道圣经没有记录过吗? 我的天哪,
the Bible has already documented enough, 啊, of the wrath of God.
你看以色列人多少次得罪神, 神多少次派先知警告他们, 那种警告就是神愤怒的话, 再不悔改, 审判就临到, 再不悔改, 死亡就临到, 再不悔改, 圣殿都要被摧毁, 都要毁灭,
all of this,
圣殿都要毁灭,
wrathful judgment of God throughout the Bible has been well recorded that even the holy temple is destroyed.
起诉的不是很多神愤怒的话, 愤怒的审判的那些意象吗?
Aren't there many other visions about the wrath of God in the book of Revelation?
还要怎样讲, 还要怎样写下来?
Do you still demand everything to be
written? 够了, 我的意思说, 够了, 神说够了, 不用写了,
I mean to say that it is enough, no need to be written.
神愤怒的话, 愤怒的审判, 难道还有少写吗? 圣经那些先知, 还有少警告吗?
The wrath of God has been well written down, documented enough.
因为警告的那些先知都被你们赶,被你们杀,被你们恨, 还不够吗?
You have prophets who give you warning, but they are killed by you.
不用再写了,
don't write it anymore.
马来话说, 输了足够,
输了足够,
啊, 好了, 时间也到了,
time's up.
这样, 但愿今天我们能够明白, 靠着圣灵帮助, 为什么 两个问题, 一, 契雷是什么?
It is hoped that we can understand these two questions. Firstly, what are these seven thunders? Secondly, why is it that the seven thunders are not written?
我们下午进入到第三堂,